USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Supreme Court has reinstated a measure aimed at curbing the spread of ghost guns. Those are firearms without serial numbers that have been increasingly discovered at crime scenes nationwide. Today, the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to halt a Texas federal judge's ruling that invalidated the Biden administration's regulation of ghost gun kits. While the administration appeals this decision to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and possibly the Supreme Court, the regulation will remain active. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined forces with the court's three liberal justices to form the majority bloc. There's a lot of cleaning up to do after strong thunderstorms tracked across the eastern U.S. Monday, leaving a trail of downed trees and power lines. In Westminster, Maryland, a portion of a highway had to be shut down after high winds snapped 30 utility poles that crashed onto the roadway, trapping dozens of people in their vehicles.
34 vehicles that were trapped in the eastbound lanes of Route 140. It only took 25 minutes once those lines were de-energized to remove those 33 adults and 14 children.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, thousands remain without power today. Weekend shootings in Washington, D.C. that left 6 people dead are leading a councilman to call for the National Guard to come to the U.S. Capitol. 13 people were killed in the first 5 days of this month. Democratic City Councilman Trayon White Sr. is now calling for the National Guard's intervention during the city's crime spree. Thousands of teenage scouts from around the world are being evacuated from a South Korea campsite. NBC reporter Janice Frayer says the approaching typhoon is worrying parents.
South Korea's government has been trying to assure parents around the world that their kids will be safe, but the event was plagued by setbacks even as it started last week.
The British and American delegations have both pulled out from the event. And scientists are officially labeling July as the hottest month recorded in world history. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former President Trump's lawyers are trying to stop a protective order from being issued in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim such a move would violate the First Amendment, adding that politicians are already using his case to raise money. The cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooter is behind bars for allegedly making terroristic threats. Nathan Cruz reportedly told his sister that he wanted to pull off a mass shooting, too. She went to the San Antonio police, who took him into custody. A convicted murderer doing a life sentence has escaped from prison.
Alabama authorities are asking for your help as they are searching for a man convicted of murder who escaped from Staten Correctional Facility Monday morning. Jordan Andrew Thomas, who is currently serving a life sentence for a 2012 murder, escaped from the Staten Correctional Facility around 11 a.m. local time Monday. The prison is about a half hour's drive north from Montgomery, Alabama. He has several tattoos, including an I-65 highway sign tattooed across the front of his neck. If you see him, call 911. I'm Lance Pry.
Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Total household debt also grew to a record $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.